Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All them dogs are counting down. About to put the anchor down. Hottie Toddy.
Back here, Darren Donick and Chase. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick here with you on a Thursday. Darren McFarlane on vacation. And as we do every Thursday at this time, we say hello to Paul Feinbaum of the SEC Network and ESPN, and he's brought to you by Gary Force Acura and MTGRT.com, your live and local mortgage expert. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. What's going on?
Not too much. I mean, so far, not as many cancellations as we saw last week or postponements. We know Ole Miss and Texas A&M is one in the SEC, but it seems like we got a pretty full schedule this weekend, and that's going to be nice.
Yeah, it's pretty much, it's hitting everyone else this week. The only game I think that is in serious jeopardy is Missouri, South Carolina, but I'm not sure if that game was postponed, anyone would notice.
Yeah, well, the only thing that I guess newsworthy with that is, and I'll start with that, South Carolina making the change after they lost to Ole Miss. Will Muschamp is out as the head coach. I know we've discussed with you in the past of, do coaches get a COVID pass? Are they going to be able to survive? Well, South Carolina didn't think so, and they ultimately made the change. Were you surprised?
Yes, on one level because of what we all said, but I will add that as the situation became worse, it almost seemed more palatable to fire him than to say, you know what, we don't really care about winning. We're going to let him stick around because we don't want to pay the buyout. Sometimes those can be more expensive in the long run. And to South Carolina's credit, they made the right decision here. You know, 13 to 16 million. I've heard all different variations on the buyout. It doesn't really matter. It's a lot of money. And Will Muschamp is a terrible coach in terms of being a head SEC coach, but he is a brilliant businessman because he picks up about 14 here. He made seven from getting fired from Florida. So anyone that can make $21 million net for being mediocre is my kind of guy.
You can, I mean, you watch and you see the decisions that he's made, whether it was at Florida, South Carolina, the record speaks for itself. And so that tells you, okay, he's a good coordinator, just not a good head coach. But I always wonder, you know, deeper than that of why. Why just hasn't it worked for him as a head coach because of all the others that he's been around and he's learned from? What were some of the things that stood out to you that made you think, it was never going to click?
I think the things that make him a great coordinator, he's volatile, he's emotional, hurt him as a head coach. I think he made poor decisions. I think he was too stubborn at times. And you know, he relied on certain skill sets that he has as a defensive coach, and when those failed him, it really caught up. And yeah, at Florida, he never could make a good call on the offensive coordinator. He struggled at South Carolina as well. And you know, sometimes you're just not very good at being a head coach, and I think that's the case with him because there may have just been too much on the plate. Now, for those who don't know, and I would think most do, I mean, he's a Nick Saban protege. He was at LSU with Saban. He even went to the Dolphins with Saban. And, you know, I thought Florida was, he was in over his head there because of the stature of the school. South Carolina seemed about right, but it's also worth remembering he got the job only because Kirby Smart originally accepted it, and then when Georgia found out, they fired Mark Rick. So it was never a great circumstance. He had one good year, pretty much like he did at Florida. But, you know, some people are just not consistently good, and he is one of them.
Hugh Freeze is going to be the hot name connected to any job opening this year because of the success that he's had at Liberty. We all know the baggage that comes with him. And so some people that we've talked to have kind of said, I don't know if they go that direction. Billy Napier's name has been thrown out there quite a bit from Louisiana. What are some names that you're hearing?
I think it seems like Billy Napier is the hot name. Word is he turned down Mississippi State last year with South Carolina in mind. He's from the area. He's got ties. He was at Clemson before Clemson became Clemson. And in, you know, Shane Beamer's a name I hear a lot about. He was there under Spurrier. He was responsible for some of the big recruits that they had during Spurrier's, you know, pretty impressive run. I think Hugh Freeze has a double-edged problem. I think the personal conduct issues don't mesh well, nor do the NCAA baggage. And it's worth remembering that while Ray Tanner is the person out front, the former baseball coach turned athletic director, I think ultimately the decision will be made by the fairly new president. His name is Bob Caslam, and he comes from West Point, where he was a three-star general. He was the commandant there. He just wrote a book on character, and somehow I don't see him introducing Hugh Freeze at the opening press conference and saying, here's a copy of my book on character. Read it.
Paul Feinbaum.
Doesn't quite fit.
Yeah, no, not quite. Paul Feinbaum, the SEC Network and ESPN here with us. Now shifting gears, Tennessee had the week off because of a postponement. Now they will take on Auburn. These are two programs that always seem to have some question marks surrounding them, at least the last couple of years. Now, Auburn has maybe turned some things around. Tennessee, Jeremy Pruitt, noncommittal on his starting quarterback. Is it going to be Garantano? Is it going to be Harrison Bailey? Is it going to be somebody else? What do you make about this matchup this week?
I think I've used this phrase before, but he better win. And I say that because Auburn is not a great team. They've had some COVID issues because their game was scrubbed last week. They did lose to South Carolina. They've had some impressive wins. I mean, they're very inconsistent. They probably should have lost Ole Miss, probably should have lost Arkansas. I mean, they're beatable. And I say you better win because you have a four-game losing streak, and the Texas A&M game, I presume, will be played at some point. He's also got Florida. Those are not winnable games. So I think of the important remaining games, this is probably the most winnable. And I don't think Jeremy Pruitt is in any danger, obviously. You know, we know about the extension, and Philip Fulmer gets one. But he's fighting a credibility issue right now. And the one thing he doesn't need is to lose this game, which will be five losses. Probably lose Florida and Texas A&M, which would be seven losses, and then have to go into next year clearly on the hot seat. That's not where you want to be, and you know, you juxtapose that to how he entered this season, and it's the most dramatic turnaround in the SEC from a guy who seemed like he was headed toward a good career to someone who may be heading toward the end.
Well, what does it say to you when the paper in Knoxville puts an article out today, what it would cost to buy out Jeremy Pruitt and his staff, and the numbers they have, $12.88 million for Jeremy Pruitt if they fire the entire staff, $19.2 million. I mean, you know that that conversation is being had in different circles in Knoxville, but as you said, it's going to be tough to make that move right now in a pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, think about 3 years ago at this moment, we were having the exact same conversation. That is the most frustrating part, and if you're a Tennessee fan out there, you're going, how did this happen? And listen, this one's on Philip Fulmer. You can't blame this one on some other athletic director, John Kerr, or, you know, go back 10 years to Mike Hamilton, as someone did the other day on our show. This is Philip Fulmer's decision. He made it. It's his. The extension now looks completely idiotic. And this is a problem, because once you get that into the air, and you know, you really can't undo it without winning. And Jeremy Pruitt is not a savvy guy. I mean, Muschamp, for all of his faults, you know, was a personable guy. I mean, I don't know anyone in the media who didn't like him. Kind of guy you wanted to have a beer with on the beach in the summertime. That's not Jeremy Pruitt. I don't know what Jeremy Pruitt's going to say if this season goes to a 3-7 record, and he's going to talk about in the offseason how much better Tennessee is going to be next year. It's not going to be viable or believable.
Paul Feinbaum is with us from ESPN and the SEC Network. You can hear his show this afternoon on 94.9 Game 2. He is presented by MTGRT.com and Gary Force Acura. Paul, another element from the reporting from the Knoxville News Sentinel was eight assistant coaches for Tennessee turned down the chance to take a pay cut voluntarily to help out with the financial issues that everybody's having right now. T. Martin and Jay Graham did. It doesn't seem like that's a very good look, especially in light of everything going on.
It's a terrible look. And I would say most people in almost every major industry, you've had to face that. We did it in my position, in my job. They came to us. And you do it because, you know, whether you want to or not, it's the right thing. You think maybe by doing it, you're helping someone else at another level. And this is a very bad look for this staff, who's not overly impressive anyway. And you lose goodwill in the community. I mean, you have Tennessee fans in Nashville, Knoxville, Memphis, who are out of work, who are struggling to make ends meet. And they look at these coaches making $1 million a year, $1.5 million a year, and they refuse to take a pay cut to try to help other people within their department. That's what we're talking about. You're not saving mankind by taking a 10%. You're helping people who make less money that help support what you do, and that's where they're in trouble. And I don't know if anybody has talked. I didn't see that. I mean, I heard about the article, but I'd like to hear somebody explain it because these are highly paid people. And I'm not saying they have easy jobs, but you go into coaching, you know what you're getting into.
Speaking of coaches that have been through the ringer, for sure, we know that Nick Saban has done a really good job with a lot of coaching reclamation projects. I'm curious your thoughts. Do you think this is the year that Steve Sarkisian will get an opportunity somewhere that he likes to be a head coach again?
Yeah, I mean, his name has also been mentioned on the outside at South Carolina. I think he'll get some. It depends on how many opportunities come open. He could have gone to Colorado last year, and yeah, that was a strategic decision not to go there. It looked like a bad job, and it is a bad job because Mel Tucker blew out of there as fast as he could. So ultimately, he has redeemed himself. He was the head coach at Washington and USC. He was fired for public drunkenness, and it seems like he has gotten his life back together again, and most important, his coaching career.
Paul, the Florida comes through Nashville this weekend. They should be able to name how many points they want against Vanderbilt's defense. And so it's probably going to be another huge statistical day for Kyle Trask. And I saw some odds makers make him the favorite to win the Heisman right now. Of course, it helps that Lawrence hasn't played in a couple weeks. Fields didn't play last week. But do you think he has a realistic shot here?
I think his only shot is an upset over Alabama on the last day that really matters. So he's well positioned, but you're right about Trevor Lawrence. Once he comes back, once we see Justin Fields again, neither played last week, I think it will be difficult. So, I mean, I think what you're going to get from a regional standpoint, Mac Jones and Kyle Trask, I think, are going to divvy up the votes in the SEC. And, you know, maybe the winner of the SEC championship game, depending on who it is, the quarterback looks the best. But I don't give him – I would not make him the favorite because I just don't think he can stay. I mean, his numbers stand up, but I don't think the rest of it is going to comfort him. And by the way, I mean, I talked to Dan Mullen yesterday on our program. And Dan's had Alex Smith and Dak Prescott and obviously Tebow. He even sounded surprised how well Kyle Trask is playing.
Last thing for you, Paul. I know how much you're in touch with a lot of the basketball coaches and basketball scene in the SEC. It was a great night last night. It was interesting to see a lot of first-round picks come from the league, and they weren't all Kentucky, right? So it shows you that there is some growth, and the league is getting deeper and stronger. But what are coaches telling you in terms of the serious challenges of getting through the season right now? I know the radar is really not on basketball yet for a huge portion of SEC fans, but the game being played inside, all of that stuff, it's going to be tough just like everything else.
It's going to be very challenging because, you know, when you do contact tracing in football, you may knock out, a number of players, but you could still perhaps get a game in. In basketball, I don't know how you're going to be able to do that. And I have talked to a lot of coaches. In fact, we have Calipari on today. I won't mention the draft last night. And I think you're going to see a lot of games canceled, but ultimately the basketball season is about one thing. It's about the NCAA tournament. And yeah, Where you hear Greg Sankey talk about the SEC championship being the finish line, that's what it's all about. They have already figured out a way to make it easier with the so-called bubble in Indy. But, you know, you will see multiple games canceled. I think that's what coaches are indicating. And it is going to be a jigsaw puzzle to get to the finish line.
Paul, we'll see if we can get through it. Thank you very much for your insight. As always, we will talk to you again next week.
It's a pleasure, guys. See you then.
All right, great stuff. Paul Feinbaum, SEC Network. Of course, the Feinbaum Show, you can hear it every day on ESPN 94.9 Game 2. He is brought to you by MTGRT.com and Gary Force Acura. Chase, take it away.
Yes, I have been telling you about BetMGM Sports for weeks now. I've had a lot of success on it. I know others that have had success on it. They've been able to get their winnings cash out. It's very easy. You do it through the app. It connects to your bank account. Within a few days, you have your money lickety-split. It is that simple. So if you haven't taken the plunge yet, listen up, because they have an offer for you, and they can tell you why they are the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 moneyline wager on the Cardinals or the Seahawks tonight. And if either team scores a touchdown, you win. All you have to do is use the bonus code 1025GAME100, 1025GAME100, when you make your first bet, and that's how you take advantage of that offer. It is easy. If you're ready to start turning... If you're ready to start betting with confidence and turning big plays into paydays like I have been able to do, and you've heard me talk about it, then all you got to do is sign up. Do it. Sign up today. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection tools, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use that bonus code 1025GAME100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Cardinals or the Seahawks to score a touchdown. It's always showtime at BetMGM Sports. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older. You must be present in Tennessee. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.